Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hillis Lane. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Roger Wolf. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jakuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jakuki. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hillis Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell throws the ball into Myatt, who tags Gutteridge, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hillis Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-for-1 in the game. Lane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to third. Lane moves to second. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hillis Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Wolf moves to second. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan scores. Wolf moves to third. Case moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Browns, 1. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Hillis Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lane bunts for an out with unknown description. Spence moves to third. Ortiz moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence scores. Ortiz moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ortiz scores. There goes Farrell trying to get to home. Burns throws the ball into Hayworth, who tags Farrell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutteridge moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla is hit by the pitch. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Zarrilla scores. It's Senators, 3, Browns, 3. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hillis Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second. Myatt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Myatt. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.